Donald Cooper started in that family business at 6 years old. His father started Cooper Canada, and so he's speaking from experience when he's going around the world now, speaking to people about their business and about relationship business, really, because you need to define yourself by how you make a difference, not by what you sell, but how you build those relationships with your customers. I'd like to welcome you, Donald, to Living on Purpose.
A little thing I developed for my audiences and my clients about living a richer and more purposeful life, some little tips. And I ended up with about 11 ideas that I'd like to throw out. Number one, book time for yourself and your family as you would for any other important client. Make appointments with your spouse and your family. We have customers at home, too. Number two, create family traditions. They're the glue that keep things together. Number three, hug more. Number four, go to any Cirque du Soleil show. It will blow your mind. Yeah. Number five, buy the biggest and best bath towels and bed linens that you can find. When you buy the best bed linens you can find and the biggest, best bath towels, they don't cost a lot more than the crap. And every morning you get up and you have a shower and you dry yourself off, you get out of that nice bed with those great... It's like waking up every morning at the Four Seasons for like $50. It's fabulous. Give back. Volunteer. Practice random acts of kindness. Number seven, use the alphabet. This is a very neat one. Use the alphabet to keep creating new experiences. So here's what you do. You start with the letter A. The alphabet, we learned it, one of the first things we ever learned. Week one, do something that starts with the letter A. Pick apples, make an apple pie. Go to Al's Diner. Be nice to write a check for $25 to the Alzheimer's Association. Alzheimer's starts with A, you see?
Yeah.
So anyway, so then the next week you do B. You go to Bob's Bistro or you try Brie Cheese. So then the next week it's C. If you have children, it's really neat because once they're beyond some age and then they can do research on the internet, you give your children the job of figuring out. You say, it's the letter K for next week. And you guys, you have the job of coming up with something we're going to do next week that starts with the letter K. The problem is there's so much choice in our society, so many things to do that we tend to not do anything because the field is so broad we don't even know where to go. But if it's only stuff that starts with the letter K, K is a tough one, so you know, maybe we'll just kid around. I don't know. But whatever it is, every week you got to do something that starts, and you end up going to the zoo at the end, and then you start at A again.
Nice.
Now, once or twice a year, depending on how much money you have, maybe you do something on a higher budget, but you don't do it every week because it costs a lot of money. Like this year, you go to Argentina. Starts with A. Now, if you don't have as much money, you just go to Abbotsford. But you go to Abbotsford, you do something that starts with the letter A. Now, in January, I took my wife to Buenos Aires, Argentina. I knocked off two at once. Now, if we had stopped in Chile on the way home, could have done ABC, you see?
So, nice. Kinda,
but anyway, so use the next letter in the alphabet for next week to trigger things. Number eight, buy any kitchen gadget by OXO, O-X-O, whether it's a $6 potato peeler or whatever. They're just beautifully designed for $6. Every time you use that kitchen utensil, you're just going to appreciate the value of great design for $6. It just makes your heart smile. Get the book, 1,000 Things to Do Before You Die.
Oh, yeah.
That's number nine. Wonderful book. At my age, I'm on fast-tracking there. Number 10, listen to more good music and less bad news. And number 11, try a different wine, cheese, or ice cream every week. What can we do to be more purposeful? Children are excited and passionate and alive so because every day they're learning new stuff. Every day they're doing new stuff. And as adults, we just tend to get in a rut. And a rut is not purposeful. The only difference between a rut and a grave is the dimensions.
Well, I like to refer to it sometimes as the rutine instead of routine.
Yes.
Rutine.
Rutine.
Keep up the good work there, Donald, and we will be in touch.
Super. Thanks for letting me into your life.
Thank you.